All right, this is officially going to be the most dangerous live video I've ever done. It is Wednesday. Tonight we're having our, we've got a cabana at the pool for our street cop group members. Roads are treacherous, folks. I'm doing a cool 38 miles an hour on my way to Atlantic City. Of course, nobody can expect that we get a nor'easter day of the event we're going to do. That's our event. We're just having something to the side for everybody to hang out. About 40 minutes away, so I'll see everybody there tonight at the pool at Harrah's. Yes, it'll be a sausage fest for the 147th time. You don't have to put the memes and the gifs of the sausage faces and the ejaculation things and all that. We get it. There's a lot of dudes there. There's no chicks. It's gonna be, if there's any chicks, they're all fours. I've been there. I've been there in 12 years. My first time at the PBA Media Convention in 12 years. But I have some time. I'm listening to podcasts in the car. It's something that I listen to, entrepreneurial stuff, and I just triggered something in my mind. As more people come into this group, and I don't have material in front of me. I'm just going to do it off the top of my head. But as more people come into this group, I have to realize that a lot of you haven't gone back and seen the videos that I've done already. So I'm going to do something that's how I start every single one of my 2-day and 1-day classes. It's a piece of case law. It's important, and a lot of people don't understand it. And when they read it, they misunderstand what it means. It's arresting for Title 39 violations or motor vehicle violations. Now, every state has it, guys. Every state that I've been to, everybody that I talk to, has the same stuff that we have. So if they have it in every other state, we have it in this state. Thousands of guys are employing this tactic every day. Why is there some disbelief that you can't arrest? Or there's a misunderstanding on what you can arrest for. Let me give it to you straight. Here's the piece of case law. I obviously can't add the language into this as I'm driving at a cool, I'm actually at 40 miles an hour now. I have to give it to you the best way I can off the top of my head. And I want to reiterate it again for the thousandth time. State versus Pierce, state versus Lark. You just have to see, and then the rules of the court, 7:2-2, you have to piece all these things together and make an inference. And when you read Pierce, 1994, it can be confusing. If you don't focus when you're reading case law on what the question that's being posed is, then you're misread things. The cases that occur are never going to be exactly what you have on your stop in your situation. What they do is, the questions are posed to the court, and the court provides an answer. And off the top of my head, I'm going to try to recite this as best as possible. In State versus Pierce, they said, may a police officer in the state of New Jersey arrest any person for any provision under Chapter 3, Chapter 4 of Title 39? And the court said, no, you can't just arrest people under these circumstances. What does that mean? You can't pull a guy over for not using his signal. He has a good license. You know who he is. He has registration. He has insurance. Just didn't use his signal properly. You can't take him out of the car and cuff him and bring him to jail for that. However, in those same circumstances, although the infraction was not using your signal or failed to signal, a 4-126 and properly signaling, when you pull that same guy over and he doesn't have a license and you've built up reasonable suspicion to believe this person, now you go into the court rules 7:2-2, this person will not appear, was not expected to show up in court. They're not going to appear for a summons. They give you the authority to make an arrest at that junction. Same thing with passengers in a motor vehicle. If a rear seat passenger is not wearing their seatbelt and they're subject to a summons under Title 39, and you don't know who they are, and especially if they're giving you bullshit names, and you're building up a reasonable suspicion, guys, you're allowed to arrest. Everybody, you know how many thousands of guys and girls in the state of New Jersey have taken my training and go out and employ this method? You know how many cases in Woodbridge I had where I would arrest a rear seat passenger for lying about who they were? And obviously they're going to have warrants, but then searching them incident to arrest before I found out who they were, because I knew they were hindering anyway, and finding products, actual drugs on them, CDS, And that stuff was never challenged. I've never lost anything. The advice that I give you is correct advice. When somebody goes against the grain, it's because they don't understand what I'm explaining. And I'm willing to have a conversation with anybody regarding this stuff. There are so many guys that have written into me. This is the one thing you can begin to employ that will get you to find some of the best. And look, again, interdiction, police work's police work. Very simple tactic that anybody can employ. You don't need this high level of understanding of body language and how to pick apart stories. That's stuff you have to practice with. Pull cars over, you have passengers that aren't wearing seatbelts in New Jersey, again, and other states as well. It's the same concept in your state as well. When you can't figure out who they are, you're allowed to arrest them. And what do you usually find? Somebody with a shitload of warrants. I had a guy reach out to me recently. Man, I can't share it. You would not believe the arrest he made on a passenger not wearing a seatbelt. You would not believe the arrest that he made. I mean, what he dug up was amazing. I mean, just really somebody, and the guy said to him, yeah, I didn't think you were going to take me to jail for a seatbelt. Like, it's amazing. Like, and he did. And the amount of warrants this dude and the significance of the warrants, what he was wanted for, it wasn't a $100 seatbelt ticket out of Newark. You know, this was a dude who was a bad motherfucker who was evading law enforcement and was wanted. And there's victims. And when you see these things that I put on this group and these articles that I read, it doesn't mean, guys, I know some of you guys are commenting on this video. You have to know that I have to stay focused on the road, because if I look at this video, there will be no more videos, because I'll be fucking dead. It's really bad out. So I can't iterate this enough to everybody that you have to get familiar with the fact that you're allowed to do this. Now, whether or not your administration is going to like this, that's on you guys. That's on them. Don't do anything your administration doesn't want you to do. You must need their support and their air cover. They must have an understanding of what you're going to do, how you're going to do it. And you can do that by educating them. And if they're willing to listen, there's a lot of times people just don't want to hear it. It happens more often than not, to be honest with you. My hat's off to anybody who can deploy humility and step away from the fact that they think they know everything and have a chance to learn. And of course, you know, like, I'm the target. Who the fuck does this guy think he is? I'm a guy that's trying to get everybody to understand what you can and can't do in this state and across the country, and to give you guys perspective on why you're swinging and missing so much. You're not using the things that are available to you. That's it. It's what I did. Like, this is my thing, you know? So I don't do it because I want to lock horns. I want to get anybody in trouble. It's not it. It's we're losing. We look like idiots. People are escaping law enforcement, escaping their, you know, committing crimes, getting away with it because of miscommunication, misunderstanding, because of lack of training. So that's the whole idea behind this thing. So again, it's so paramount that everybody understands this, whether or not you're able to use it. You know, that's that. I can't change that about your agency and their non-willingness to understand what you can do. But I will tell you that myself and every guy that I worked with at a 200-member police department in Woodbridge, for the most part, I would employ this method nonstop. And we've never had a problem. And even if somebody complained, it doesn't matter, because our administration at that time, I don't know what it's like now, our administration at that time, and there's a lot of guys that were with it then that are still middle management, good dudes who knew shit, and they're good. They agree 100%. It's what I was telling dudes in case law knowledge I've ever seen in my life. Captains, lieutenants, and sergeants at the Woodbridge Police Department, about half of them, maybe a little more than half, were some of the most well-versed, smart dudes I've ever worked with in my life when it came to case law. And the fact that, I mean, these guys would trump attorneys. They were just that good. And there's guys on here who are friends of mine that are lieutenants and sergeants who are that good as well. You'll see them commenting on things. And they agree 100% with the things that I'm saying. Doesn't mean that their whole administration agrees with it. But they know that things that I'm talking about here are 100% correct. May not sound like it. It sounds nuts. Not the way you did things. Not the way we've ever done things here. Blah, blah, blah. All the bullshit you hear all the time. Truth is the truth. I don't care what you think. We talked about yesterday about a phone call I had with somebody who was educating police officers who, like, literally did not know any of this stuff. I mean, just it blew my mind. It was flabbergasting. And the craziest thing is everybody puts a ton of weight into the word of that person, and administrations entrust this. And there's police departments where they got guys who they think know case law. They'll come out and say shit, and these guys are like, oh, no, he knows what he's talking about. And he doesn't. The dude doesn't know what he's talking about. I had to deal with a guy years ago. The guy had a 2-hour phone call with a guy. Guys that he worked with say he's a decent fellow. He didn't know anything of what he was talking about case law. I had to bring a very, very smart lieutenant of mine on the phone, and we sat and had a conversation. And this dude would not listen. He was stubborn. And my lieutenant's like, you're wrong. He's right. I know this stuff too. How are you reading this any different than the rest of the world? So, guys, I can't change people's thoughts and minds. I'm just here to try to help you and understand what you can do and what you can't do. And if there's something you can't do, I'll tell you that. You know, guys reach out to me like, oh, just that, you know, what do you think? And I'm like, yeah, you were wrong. You can't do it that way. You have to understand, I'm only going to tell you the right way. I'm not going to talk about things I don't know about. And if I'm not in the position to put you in a situation to be in trouble or lose. All right. Anyway. Dude, I wish I was a self-driving car. I'm driving this friggin' thing. Hopefully I'm not. I'm just going to read some of these before I get off this morning. If there's any questions. A few people here. Let me go back a little bit. You hear this car? Dude, I was driving before. Some dude starts spinning out behind me, like doing 360s in the parkway. How about that bail reform? The APs are so scared to put their career on the line, get away from comfortable status quo. I'm not even going to start to get into that whole situation. Bail reform. And Ardora is a joke. Okay, somebody just commented on that. Anyway, guys, that's it. Obviously, we're going to have, I don't know if we'll go live from the pool tonight, but I have my videographer with me. She'll be following me around with a camera today and to the pool tonight. And hopefully we'll be capturing some of the event we had. And really, really looking forward to running into people who've been to the training and all of you who support the things that I'm doing. And I'll be honest with you, even my haters, man, thank you. Thank you for making me on your radar. Thanks for the guys who teach classes and have to say things about me. Because you know what? My classes, I don't have to say things about you. Because nobody knows who the fuck you are. No, I hope you see this, those guys. Because I hear about it. Like, my guys call me. They're like, oh, this guy said this. I'm like, oh, shit. It's irrelevant. The guy's inauthentic. And he's a loser. And he's pretending to be somebody he's not. I'm authentic. It's the truth. You're getting me. I know what I know. I don't go any further than what I know. What I can teach you on. See you guys.